is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
Give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
Seed.
You gonna plant the whole 160 acres by finger?
No.
Oh, what's the matter, Mr. Douglas?
How did that get in there?
Oh, I guess that's one of Mr. Haney's empties.
What are you buried here for?
The rest of the fields were all filled up.
Seed, please.
I thought you were going to wait for the report on the soil analysis before you started planting.
I can't wait. That report was supposed to have been here from the State Agricultural College last week. Oh. Champagne!
Oh, that was for Mr. Haney's big celebration party.
What was he celebrating?
Selling you the farm.
Making the bed? Good heavens, that son of mine has turned you into a chambermaid.
There is nothing to it. I do it every day.
Well, it's wrong. It's wrong to do this to you. You, who were once presented to the King of Sweden. How well I remember His Majesty remarking how beautiful and feminine you were. And how... Lisa?
Yes, Mother.
What are you doing out there?
Talking.
Oh, Lisa, you've got to get out of this termite trap before it's too late.
Darling, I promised Oliver I'm going to stay for 6 months.
Well, maybe he'll give you time off for good behavior.
I am happy if Oliver is happy.
Oh, Lisa, you've got to talk to him. You've got to get him to give up this insanity and go back to New York and his law practice. Darling, it's for your own good. Lisa?
Lisa, where are you?
Here I am, Mother.
Good morning.
What are you doing on our bed?
Talking to Lisa.
You're trying to get her to go back to New York?
My poor boy, it's for your own good as well as hers.
Mother, see here, if you could...
What happened to your finger?
I planted a whole acre with that.
With that one finger?
Oh, dear. Oliver, you know I love you.
Yes, and I love you.
Then you will see a psychiatrist. Oliver, you're not cut out to be a farmer. You don't have a strong enough finger.
Mother!
Oh, Lisa, can't you make him listen to reason?
Sorry.
Mother, have you ever thought of getting married again?
What?
Yeah, then you could run your husband's life instead of mine.
Mother, Oliver is right. You should get married again.
Oh. Well, if the right man came along.
Betty Jo, did you spill a bottle of...
that coming from? Uncle Joe?
Oh, hi, Kitty. Just getting ready to go fishing.
Fishing?
Yeah, sprayed on a little citronella to keep the mosquitoes away.
That smells like Billy Joe's best cologne.
The mosquitoes won't know the difference.
Nope, you're not supposed to clean your shoes with the towels.
I made that rule just for the guests.
No.
Oh, well, it don't make no difference. It'll probably be muddy down along the creek. Well, be seeing you, Kate.
Just a second. You forgot this.
I won't need this, Kate. I'm going spearfishing. Bait.
All right, Uncle Joe. Who is she?
Who's who?
The fish you're gonna spear.
She ain't a fish.
Oh, then it is a she.
Yeah, but that's all I'm going to tell you.
Well, I'm not one to pry. Where are you taking Mr. Douglas's mother?
Well, we... How'd you know that Mrs. Douglas' mother?
Well, you've been turned down by every other woman in the valley.
I have not.
Why did you spray yourself for Mrs. Douglas?
Well, I just felt sorry for the old... But nobody ever asks her out. It's a neighborly thing to do.
Especially since she's got money.
She has money?
I think so.
Any idea how much?
Sure.
Well, it ain't the money. It's just that she ought to have somebody to look after it for her. There's a lot of Sharpies in the valley.
Yeah, I know. The minute they find out a woman has money, they put on ice cream pans, spray themselves, and tell everybody they're going spearfishing.
Yeah, I know.
Have a good time, Uncle Joe.
Seed?
Hello, Mr. Douglas. Yep.
Hi, Mr. Kimmel.
Hi, Mr. Kimmel. Have I been waiting to see you?
Hurt yourself?
No, I...
He's been finger planting.
Finger planting?
Ain't that a kick? I'm going.
What's finger planting?
Finger planting. You know, and then I put a seed in.
Oh. Well, that's one way of doing it. Not that I ever heard anybody doing it that way. But there's no law against it. At least I don't think there's any law against it. I could check with the chief.
Mr. Kimball.
Do you know how the American Indian used to plant his crops? He used a seeding machine. Well, it wasn't really a machine. It was, well, they used to tie a bunch of squaws together and, well, they weren't all squaws. Some of them were British soldiers they'd captured and, well, they didn't capture them. Some of them...
Mr. Kimball, may I ask you a question?
Why, certainly, Mr. Douglas. That's what I'm here for.
Well, all I want to know is, did you get the report back on my soil samples?
Soil samples?
I gave them to you 3 weeks ago.
Oh, the 3 week ago ones.
Yes. Didn't you send them in?
Certainly. And I must say that yours were packed nicer than anybody's. Well, a lot of the farmers put their samples in old cigar boxes or paper bags. But those glass jars, they certainly break very easily.
They broke?
Oh, no. They didn't break. They just sort of cracked. Yes, I guess they did break.
Why didn't you tell me before?
Oh, it was out of my hands. I had to notify the post office department. And they sent an inspector down to inspect the package, and I must admit he was very nice about it, and he said it was broken.
Anybody can tell it's broken.
Yes, anybody could, but not officially until the post office shook it. But once they shook it, they cut right through the red tape and said it was broken.
He told me that unless I get my seeds in within the next 3 weeks, I'll miss the whole planting season. What do I do now?
Well, if you get some new soil samples together, I'll deliver them myself. Well, not myself. I'll see that they get them.
Never mind. I'll take them. Where's the lab?
The second floor.
Of what?
Oh, the state university. Well, it's not really a university. The founder many years ago.
I'll find it.
Well, while you're at the lab, be sure that you tell them about your finger planting. They might want to get a bulletin out on it.
Parson.
I just happened to be in the neighborhood and thought I'd drop by.
Come in, come in.
Oh, citronella.
You so dressed up.
This is my fishing outfit. Anybody home?
I am home.
Any unmarried people?
Oh, I'll get mother.
Oh, she's milking a cow or anything. Don't bother.
She's just in the kitchen. Oh, mother, there's someone here to see you.
Who in this horrible place? What?
Oh, it's you.
Hi, Eunice.
Eunice? Mr. Carson, who gave you permission to call me by my first name?
I don't remember, but it couldn't have been you. Here, brought you some gumdrops.
Gumdrops?
Yeah, you got gums, ain't you?
That was very thoughtful of you, Mr. Carson.
Well, Kate was going to throw them away anyway. Some salesman left them in his room.
Yuck.
I think I better leave you two alone. Bye.
Lisa.
Care to sit down?
No, thank you.
Suit yourself.
Mr. Carson, don't you usually remove your hat in the house?
Just waiting for the brilliantine to dry.
Mr. Carson, may I ask what the purpose of this visit is?
Well, I figured you being stuck out here, you might like to mix in a little with our social life.
I can hardly wait.
I figured you'd play a little harder to get.
I beg your pardon?
How would you like to play a little poker at the Elks Club tonight?
The Elks Club?
I can get you in. I'll borrow a tooth.
Really, Mr. Carson, I am not interested.
Well, that ain't the whole evening. Afterwards, we go bowling. Then we have a bite at the diner. Dutch treat, of course. I always go Dutch on my first date. In case it don't work out, I ain't out nothing.
Mr. Carson.
We'll be in front of Sam's store at 8 o'clock. Don't forget your bowling shoes.
Lisa! Oh, hiya, Mr. Carson.
Sir Douglas, I'd like to ask you something.
Yeah, yeah, no, Lisa.
This is very important.
Yeah, what is it?
Is it all right if I take your mother out tonight?
Take my mother out? What are you asking me for? Lisa!
What is it, darling?
Is it all right if I take Mrs. Douglas out tonight?
Well, it's all right with me.
Lisa, I...
Well, why shouldn't he? Mr. Carson is a very nice man.
All set, baby.
Mr. Carson, this is very important. Now, Lisa, I've got to drive up to the State University to take these soil samples.
Well, what happened to the other ones?
They broke them.
They didn't like them.
Oh, no, look, I got to change.
What time do you want your mother home, Mr. Douglas?
What time? I don't care.
I just didn't want to get started on the wrong foot, son.
Son?
Come on, darling, let's change. Come along.
Just an expression, nothing you hold me to.
Mr. Carson, would you mind leaving? I'm feeling a little faint.
Oh, put your head between your legs and cough. Not while you're standing up, of course.
Mr. Carson, would you please leave? Now see what you've done, you clumsy oaf.
Well, all you gotta do is put the right dirt back in the right bottle.
All I have to do?
And you better not make a mistake, otherwise your son won't get an accurate report.
Mr. Carson!
And I'll see you at 8 o'clock. And, oh, you better bring your own towel. Them hand dryers at the alleys don't always work too good.
How do I know which... So he gets a bad report. What do I...
Professor. No, I'm not a professor.
I'm trying to find a soil lab.
Soil lab?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm a business administration major.
Oh.
Hey, Duke, where's the soil lab?
What's that?
It's where they test the soil.
Oh, well, you got me. I'm majoring in phys ed.
I thought you were a theater arts major.
No, I changed my major. Otherwise, I wouldn't have gotten credit for those 2 years of hygiene I took.
The soil lab.
Chuck. Chuck could tell you. He's an Aggie major.
Uh-huh. Now, where'll I find him?
He's in a soil lab.
Uh-huh. Never mind.
Douglas. Oh, yes. Kimball called me about you.
Yes.
Hey, you're the man who...
Yes, well, I thought I'd gain a little time.
You didn't break it, did you?
A little sore, but it's, Mr. Webster, about my soil samples. You know, I'm new to farming. I was a New York attorney, and some of my friends thought that I was out of my mind to give up a successful practice and move out of the penthouse to devote my life to farming.
Well, I can understand how they...
No, Mr. Webster, now let me tell you... They are the ones who are out of their minds. Living in a dirty city, pushing and shoving, trying to survive. When a man can have a little piece of land and till it, bring little green things to life, nourish them into maturity, harvest them, and then bring them to the marketplace knowing that he's making an important contribution to the lifeblood of our economy.
Well, you can... Still go back to your law practice, can't you?
Yes, I could, but I don't want to do that. No, I want to be a farmer.
Well, Kimball said you were a... But then, he's no psychiatrist. Now, Mr. Douglas, I know you're anxious about these samples. I'll put them through for you right away.
Darling, how did it go?
Go and pack.
Pack?
Everything. Clothing, furniture. We're going back to New York.
Going back to New York? Wait till I tell Mother. Why are we going back to New York?
That's what you want, isn't it?
Of course, that's what I want, but you don't want it. And if you don't want it, I don't want it, because I want what you don't want.
Lisa, go and pack.
Not until you tell me why.
You know, this soil has got... Well, it isn't really... Well, they told me that it had... Well, that's not possible. Oh, I'm not going to talk about it. Go on, pack.
Where are you going?
I'm going into Drucker's, and I'm going to call New York, see if we can get our penthouse back, and see about putting the farm up for sale. I'll be back later. Yeah, now, when will my ad run, Mr. Drucker?
Well, in this week's edition. Uh-huh. Only I don't think you're going to get too many offers once the word gets around about the condition of your soil.
No, I suppose not.
Of course, we'll miss you and Mrs. Douglas. People around here were just getting used to you.
Thank you.
Of course, I haven't got used to your mother yet.
Neither have I.
Oh, say, that reminds me. She sent me a list of some things she needs. Do you mind taking them with you?
No.
What did I do with that list?
Oh, there you are, Mr. Douglas. I've been looking for you.
Oh, hi, Mr. Kimball. I suppose you heard about the soil reports.
Heard about it. The state university's been burning up the wires. Well, they didn't actually burn. They called Washington.
Washington?
The city, not the man. Well, I mean, he's been, you probably read about that. Well, anyway, they were going to call in the Secretary of Agriculture, but they thought it might create a national crisis. Well, not a national crisis. It's not as bad as the Japanese beetles or anything like that.
Found your mother's list.
Good. Mr. Kimball, why did my soil test cause all this furor?
Well, it wasn't the soil. It's what they found in it. I mean, there was, 38% bath powder.
Bath powder?
Large can of bath powder. 28% hand lotion.
Bottle of hand lotion.
There was 14% toothpaste.
Small toothpaste.
12.5% cold cream.
Charcoal cream.
And 8%...
Wait, hold it. What's next on that list?
A nail polish remover. 8% nail polish.
Mother.
But Oliver, I only did it for you. To get you to see the light. To get you out of this house of horrors.
Mother, this is worse than what you did to Dad. Painting pink elephants on his bedroom wall so he'd...
Well, it worked.
Well, this didn't.
I'll get my bags and go back to New York.
Oh, now, you don't have to do that.
Oh, Oliver, you're such an understanding son. Not like your father. He wouldn't speak to me for 3 years after those elephants.
Where's Lisa? I've got to tell her the good news.
She's out in the fields.
Lisa, do you know what Mother did?
Look.
What's that?
What you planted.
This morning?
You see, the soil is good. They made a mistake with the report. Come on.
Lisa, aren't...
Darling, we don't have to go back to New York. This is a good farm, and you are a wonderful farmer. This morning you planted the little seeds, and Ab watered them, and the sun came down on them and bathed them, and look. A carrot. Isn't Mother Nature wonderful?
Oh, yes. Certainly is. This is where I planted tomatoes.
Well, perhaps it's a long, thin tomato.
No.
But perhaps you made a mistake with the seeds.
No. Lisa, you're wonderful. Now, where did you get the carrots?
I rented them from Mr. Haney.
All right, let's take them back. I wouldn't even attempt to explain it. Why do you have to do that?
Mr. Haney won't take them back if they are dirty.
Oh, sweetheart, you're a paradox.
So are you, whatever that is.
Well, I mean, I know you want to go back to New York, and yet today you planted these carrots so that I'd stay. No, why did you do that?
I wasn't thinking.
My mother.
You know, you were very cruel to her.
No, she had it coming.
Well, you shouldn't have done what you did.
No, she deserved everything she got.
Oh, what a night. How many more times do I have to go out with that uncouth Carson character? Oh, no!
Didn't you have a good time?
It was horrible. I lost $3.20 at poker. And my bill at the diner was $1.80. Could you help me get this off my hand?
Miss Gabor's Gowns by Jean-Louis.
This has been a Filmways presentation, darling.
Thank you.